everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. Yesterday, we met an old pine tree that had been growing in the woods a very long time. He was a very polite tree, although he stood very, very tall. He never bragged to the other trees. Then we met a little seed that the wind brought in. It was an arrogant little guy. And that's where our story left off. Well, today we get to continue learning about this little seed in a lesson called The Gourd Vine and the Pine Tree. And the question I have for you is, what did the seed refuse to do? What did the seed refuse to do? Friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson, and let's begin. Come with me.
The Gourd Vine and the Pine Tree. "I will climb to the top of the tree," said the little gourd vine. "I will show everyone how rapidly I can grow. I refuse to grow slowly like these trees." The gourd vine tugged and pulled at its roots until they were nearly pulled out of the ground. It kept calling down to them, drink more, I say. I must grow faster." It held on tightly to the pine tree and climbed and climbed. It climbed until it was way up to the highest branch.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 rapidly 这个副词。Rapidly 是指快速地或迅速地，它和 fast 比较起来是一个比较正式的用词。例如 ,the company expanded rapidly during the 90s and then gradually started slowing down. 这家公司在90年代快速地扩展，后来逐渐开始和缓下来。或者是 ,the clerk changed her attitude rapidly after she found out the customer was rich. 这个店员知道这位顾客很有钱之后就迅速地改变态度。如果去掉字尾的 ly, rapid 就是形容词。例如 ,the rapid movement of the troops toward the border created a lot of tension. 部队往边界的迅速移动让情势变得很紧绷。继续我们看的是 tightly, 这个副词。tightly 是指紧紧地或牢牢地。例如 ,the little girl held her doll tightly in her arms while sleeping. 这个小女孩睡觉的时候牢牢地将娃娃抱在怀里。它的形容词是去掉字尾的 ly 变成 tight, 例如 these jeans are too tight for me, 这条牛仔裤我穿太紧了。但是 tight 本身也可以当副词，所以两个字有的时候可以互换。但是 tight 如果当副词的话只能放在动词的后面，例如 hold me tight, 抓紧我。tightly 就可以放在动词的前面或者是后面，例如 the rope is tightly fastened on the pole,这条绳子牢牢地绑在柱子上。
Hey, Gabe, it has to go a little bit higher.
Okay, reaching the highest branch, right?
Because the gourd vine said that he was going to climb to the top of the tree.
Well, there, it's at the top.
Maybe a little more over there.
No. Rebecca, we got to get started.
Oh, yes.
Thanks.
Oh, hey, everyone. We were just putting our gourd vine...on the top of the tree.
Where it belongs, according to our lesson.
That's right. We didn't want to keep him at the bottom anymore.
No, that was yesterday's lesson.
Exactly. So, today is a new lesson. And we read something very interesting. The gourd vine starts out our lesson by saying, I will climb to the top of the tree. That's the reason.Our vine is...
at the top of the tree. Very nice, Rebecca. I think we made our point. Yeah. Well, let's continue here. I will show everyone how rapidly I can grow. So he wants to show everyone in the forest, all the other plants in the forest, how quickly, how rapidly he can grow.
And look at that gourd vine. He definitely does grow quite quickly. He says, I refuse to grow slowly like these other trees, or like the trees. And that's actually the answer to the question I asked earlier.
What?
The question, what did the seed say that he refused to do?
Well, he refused to grow slowly, like the other trees. Or, yeah, exactly, like the other plants. So he's going to grow very quickly. Now, what does it mean to refuse to do something?
Well, if you refuse to do something, this just means that you say, you won't do something.
Right. So, for example, maybe you want to work your hardest, and sometimes you feel like you want to give up. But that's when you can say, I refuse to give up. I refuse to quit.
Now, that's a really good example.
Thanks.
I think that's a better example than in our lesson, because this gourd vine is saying he refuses to grow slowly. I didn't know he really had a choice as to how fast he could grow.
Yeah, well, it is a story, but I think that the idea is that sometimes people give us wisdom and they give us advice about taking our time or going one step at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people don't like to listen to that advice, and they refuse to listen to good advice, and they want to take things at their own pace.
You make a very good point. Well, let's continue on with our lesson. The gourd vine tugged and pulled at its roots until they were nearly pulled out of the ground. And of course, every plant has a type of root, right?
Mm-hmm.
Trees have roots, gourd vines have roots. And if you pull it out, if you pull the roots out, that just means that you remove it from the ground.
Yeah. And so this gourd vine wanted to do that. I don't think it's a smart idea for plants to try to uproot themselves or to pull their roots out of the ground. However, this phrase does remind me of weeds, because maybe you're planting a garden and sometimes weeds will start to grow. Where did the weeds come from? Everyone hates weeds, and you need to go through the garden and pull out the weeds.
And weeds grow very quickly.
Ugh, I hate them.
I do too. Sometimes it feels like they grow overnight.
Yeah.
It's like one day they were not there, the next day they're there.
And I think that's what the gourd vine wanted to do as well. He wanted to grow overnight, or as quickly or rapidly as possible.
Well, he says, it kept calling down to them. Calling down to who? The roots. We'll continue with that later, but let's talk about this phrase, to call down to, or to call up to. This just gives you the feel that somebody or something is really, really high up, and then it's talking to someone below you. Or if you call up to, you're down low, and you are trying to talk to someone who is above you.
Rebecca, have you ever seen Romeo and Juliet?
Oh, you bet I have.
Well, of course, the famous balcony scene is all about that, right?
Uh-huh.
Juliet is up in her balcony. Romeo is down below. Romeo is calling up to Juliet, and Juliet is calling down to Romeo.
That's a perfect example, and that is what's happening in our lesson. He says, drink more, I say. I must grow faster. It held on tightly to the pine tree and climbed and climbed. It climbed until it was way up to the highest branch. And if you say something is way up, that just gives you the feel that it's very high up.
Exactly. So, for example, you could say that the plane flew up high in the sky, or you could say the plane flew way up high in the sky. It's kind of a more of a fun way to use that phrase. Well, friends, we do have more to learn about this gourd vine and the tree, but have you ever had your head in the clouds? We're going to learn about that phrase in
the Info Cloud.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Info Cloud. Today we want to talk about, well, clouds.
Hey, I like that. Talking about clouds on Info Cloud.
Glad you like it. Nowadays, there are many things you may think of when you hear the word cloud. Maybe you think of the digital cloud where information is stored, or you might think of the beautiful, fluffy, white stuff that floats across the sky.
What about idioms about clouds, you might ask? Well, sometimes we can describe a person as having their head in the clouds. Clouds float high in the sky, so if someone's head is in the clouds, then they are far away from reality.
So we use this phrase to describe someone who is being impractical or absent-minded. For example, Sammy needs to focus and get his head out of the clouds if he is going to pass his exams.
Or, I can't believe she forgot we have a meeting today. She must have her head in the clouds.
Another cloud-related idiom is on cloud nine. This means that you're blissfully happy.
Right. If you're on cloud nine, you're so happy that nothing could bother you and bring you off of your happy cloud. For example, I was on cloud nine when I found out I won a cruise to Japan.
InfoCloud 这个单元播出那么久，我们从来没有讨论过 cloud。我们今天就来看两个跟 cloud 相关的片语。如果你是 have your head in the clouds, 头在云里，你就是和现实脱节，或是有不切实际的想法。You must have your head in the clouds if you think they're going to promote you this year. 如果你认为他们会帮你升官，你就是在做白日梦。注意要用 clouds 复数。另一个跟 cloud 相关的片语是 on cloud nine, 在九霄云上，意思就是非常开心，高兴到飘在云上。He was on cloud nine after winning the marathon. 他赢了马拉松比赛后，高兴得不得了，乐不可支。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
I just don't know why I have to be the tree, Rebecca.
Hey, Gabe, because you are taller. Trees don't talk, so shh. Come on, we need you to put your arms out because trees have branches. I have a story to tell. So this is what it looked like. We have the gourd vine and we have the tree.The gourd vine kept calling down to its roots, saying, drink more, drink more, so we can grow really, really tall. The branch must stay up like this. Thank you. And so the gourd vine kept growing and growing and growing, and then it reached the highest branch. Let's continue with our lesson. You make such a good tree.
The gourd vine and the pine tree.
Look at me! Screamed the little gourd vine loudly. You have been growing for a great many years, and I only began this summer. See how high I have grown?
Day after day, the little gourd vine gloated over his growth.
I will soon be the biggest plant in the forest.I will grow much taller than all of you.
Alright, 继续我们看 scream 这个动词。Scream 是指尖叫或者是惊呼。例如 excited fans screamed and shouted as the band came on stage. 这个乐团一上台，激动的粉丝们又尖叫又呼喊。或者是 the patient screamed in pain when the dentist pulled out his tooth. 当牙科医生拔出这个病人的牙齿时，他痛得惊叫起来。或者是 Martha screamed and shivered when she saw a big rat in her kitchen. Martha 看到厨房里有只大老鼠的时候，又尖叫又发抖。最后我们看的是 gloat, 这个动词 gloat 是指因为自己的成就或幸运而沾沾自喜。例如 even though John is quite successful, he never gloats about his accomplishments. 虽然 John 很成功，但是他从来不以自己的成就沾沾自喜。如果要说明为什么事情沾沾自喜的话，是用 over 或 about 这两个介系词。例如 Mark loves to gloat about his recent promotion. Mark 因为最近升官十分洋洋得意。 Gloat 也指因为别人的失败而幸灾乐祸。例如 ,the Red Sox fans gloated when the Yankees lost. 当洋基队输球的时候红袜队的粉丝们得意得不得了。And now let's get back to our teachers.
So earlier we learned about this gourd vine and how it climbed to the highest branch on the tree, just like this tree behind me. And of course, look at Gabe.
Yeah.
Gabe, you have a gourd vine on you.
Yes, thank you, Rebecca.
And it climbed way up high.
Mm-hmm. Thanks to you.
Yes, I know. I'm so glad I don't have to be a tree.
Right. Or a little gourd vine.
Or a gourd vine. Well, this gourd vine says, "Look at me!" screamed the little gourd vine loudly.
Well, of course, he is a boastful little gourd vine, right? He likes to brag. He's trying to get as high as he can, as fast as he can. So look at me, screamed the little gourd vine. You have been growing for a great many years, and I only began this summer. Well, hang on a second. A great many years? Why doesn't he just say you have been growing for many years?
Well, you can add that word great in front of many if you want to emphasize that this has been happening a long time or for a lot of years.
Okay, so you could use this phrase to talk about a lot of things, right? For example, if you visit my parents' house down in GIE, you will notice that my dad has a great many books. All over the house. He loves to read, and he likes to start books, and then he might not finish them, but he loves to just buy books. He has a great many books.
So he has a lot of books.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent example. Well, of course, we see something else in the sentence, and I only began this summer. Let's talk about that phrase, only began. Now, you can use this when you want to emphasize that something didn't start or something started not too long ago.
Yeah, like this little gourd vine, he wants to emphasize that he is growing so fast. That's why he says, I only began recently, right? Well, maybe you could talk about someone's business that has also grown very quickly. He only began his business 2 years ago, but he's already a millionaire.
Exactly. Well, continuing on, see how high I've grown. Ah, such an arrogant little seed. Day after day, the little gourd vine gloated over his growth. Now, we see this word day after day, or the words day after day. You can use this when you want to say that something happens every single day.
Yeah, for example, here in Taiwan, we get typhoons every year, right? Well, maybe some towns were destroyed by the typhoon. There was a lot of damage. And so the people of the town, they worked on the town day after day until everything was back in order.
That's right. So day after day, the little gourd vine gloated over his growth. I will soon be the biggest plant in the forest. I will grow much taller than all of you. Of course, he's talking to the trees. Now, it sounds like he's very boastful.
Well, exactly, Rebecca. Now, that word does not appear in our lesson, friends, but we're learning about this gourd vine, how he is proud, arrogant, he likes to brag, and also you see this word gloating in this section. We could say that he is a boastful gourd vine.
And if someone is boastful, that just means that they're constantly praising themselves and everything that they've done.
Yeah, so what about you, friends? Are you a boastful person? Or perhaps the opposite is being a humble or modest person. Well, right now it is time for... what time is it, Rebecca?
It's time for... Oh, who knows?
Who knows?
It is time for Who Knows, the greatest review show on Earth. And in the studio with us, we have Priscilla Pine. Hello, Priscilla.
Hi, everyone. I'm so happy to be here. I have a lot of knowledge about plants.
Well, Priscilla, you're going to need that knowledge. And competing against Priscilla is, he's just entering now. Welcome, Vince Vine.
Hey, everyone. Sorry I'm out of breath. I was just on a nature hike.
Oh, Well, that's exciting. Okay, so friends, I ask the questions and see if you have the answers before these guys guess them. Okay, so Priscilla and Vince, are you ready?
You bet.
Of course I'm ready.
Okay, well then let's get started with these questions. Number one, how did the gourd vine hold on to the pine tree? Here are your options. A, lightly. B, rightly. C, tightly. And D, slightly. Yes, Priscilla?
Tightly. C.
Let's see. Yes, the gourd vine held on tightly to the pine tree. 1 point for Priscilla.
Yes.
Very nice. Number two. Why was the gourd vine so proud? A, he looked better than the pine tree. B, he drank more water than the pine tree. C, he screams more often than the pine tree. Or D, he grew faster than the pine tree. And I believe I heard Priscilla yet again.
D, he grew faster than the pine tree.
Very nice job, Priscilla. You are correct again.
Yes.
2 points for Priscilla. Okay, Vince, let's see if you can do well with this next one.
I got this one.
All right. Do you? Because this is a little different. Here's a question for you two, okay? Which one of you is better and why? Go.
Oh. I can identify more plants than Google.
I don't even think that's possible. I am way better. I have done so much more research than he has. All he does is, like, go walk around taking
okay.
nature hikes.
Hey, you can talk the talk, but can you walk the walk?
You guys,
oh, I sure can.
I love this, but that's enough bragging and gloating for now. Actually, hang on just 1 second. Are you guys going to keep bragging, or are you going to...
Yeah, well, I'm certainly better than you.
Come on.
I won this game.
You have won our prize, Priscilla.
Oh, my goodness. I love this plant.
Yes, it's quite beautiful.
It's so green.
That's her plant.
Oh.
Yeah, hands off.
Yeah.
Buster.
Well, thank you guys both for joining us here on
Who Knows?
We'll see you all next time. You know, all this talk about the gourd vine and the pine tree make me think about people who have green thumbs. That means they do really well with plants and gardens. Do you think you have a green thumb?
Oh, you bet. Look at this tree and this gourd vine that I've planted. I think I definitely have a green thumb.
Okay, well, I think you need to work a little more on your balance, Rebecca, but yeah.
Well, anyway, friends, thank you so much for joining us today, and we'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.
A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.